Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Fire in Bridgetown, rum shops and curtains. Since the mid-17th century through the early 20th century, the threat of fire always plagued the Bridgetown landscape. Therefore, it was no surprise when the fire bell alarmed, compelling the attention of the residents of the city as two fires broke out on the same day. According to a report in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, October 14th, in the year 1840, two fires threatened the safety of the town and its people. The writer lamented two local customs, quote, rum shops being kept open after candlelight or sunset, and the absurd fashion of having bedsteads with curtains in our bedrooms, end quote. The writer concluded that while these customs were very different in character, they were equally dangerous in their resulting consequences and deserved special notice. Blaming the fires on these two practices, the report called for town ordinances to abolish the late opening of rum shops, as the use of candles and alcohol was a dangerous mix, along with the disuse of those ridiculous curtains. According to the Barbadian, on that particular night between 6 and 7 p.m., a fire ignited by a cask of rum broke out in the Roebuck at a rum shop and spread to a neighboring house owned by a woman named West. A small engine owned by the Jewish synagogue responded to the fire, and with collaboration between the police and the members of the Jewish community, the fire was extinguished. Minor damage to both buildings was reported. Two people were slightly burnt, and a black man named Manning was quote-unquote dreadfully burnt. The night of fires in Bridgetown did not end there. At about 10:45 p.m., the cathedral fire bell sounded and raised the alarm of another fire. Residents rushed from their houses trying to ascertain the location of this fire. This time, the fire was at Milk Market in Tudor Street at the home of Mr. Belasco, and bed curtains were found to be the culprit. Apparently, a lighted candle had come into contact with, quote, the flimsy light material of which these foolish appendages to a bed are made, end quote. This second fire was responded to by the large fire engine belonging to the town, which was manned by police officers, and the small engine of the synagogue operated by members of the Jewish community. Though the fire was soon extinguished, the article drew attention to the fact that the town-owned fire engine, quote, could not propel the water above a few yards, end quote. Therefore, the use of the fire engine from the synagogue was vital in containing the blaze. Unlike previous fires across the city, mass destruction was averted. On this day, October 14th, in the year 1840, the Barbadian critically reported on two fires within the city on the same day, bringing attention to the weaknesses within the system. One such serious criticism raised was the issue that Bridgetown, being a quote-unquote large and crowded town, largely constructed of wood, was only serviced by a volunteer fire service, and this was roundly criticized in the article. Therefore, it was no surprise that by the end of 1840, a law was finally passed establishing the Barbados Fire Company with a complement of 15 officers under the command of a corporal. This was followed in 1841 by another law allowing police officers in Bridgetown, Spikestown, and Holetown to serve in the Barbados Fire Company.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.